is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Drowsiness runs deep. Let it be our decree. Wake each other up. Wake each other up. We're in a sad state of urgency. Time to clean away the debris. Saying nothing just to keep the peace does not make your pain cease. Wake each other up from the habit of the past. Wake each other up. Feel that motivating blast. Wake each other up. Don't be distracted. Wake each other up. Stand and be committed. Wake each other up. Wake each other up. With that positive energy that represents you and me, it will surely germinate when you turn your dial to awake. Wake each other up. Involve yourself completely. Wake each other up. Tell the mind to focus intently. Wake each other up. A void needs to be filled. Wake each other up. We all must have the will. Wake each other up. Wake each other up.
Good yawning this morning, and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. Is it the 19th?
Yeah.
Oh, look at that. You hear all them people in this room? I tricked them. I get them. Good morning. I have a room full of guests this morning. Joining us today is my co-host for Diversity or Biodiversity Week, Dr. Ancelino Davis, Senior Policy Analyst at Bahamas National Trust.
Good morning, Bahamas. Good morning, world. Shout out to my family in Mexico. And I am representing the Otters today. This is my boys' school team over there.
What day's play? What day's play? What day playing today? Because I don't know if I could support them.
There's play sliding and seesaw. You know, Oliver is going to be 5, Leo's 6 now, so...
I can't support them. I've been trying to get on the Bahamian Olympic sliding and seesaw, like the Junior Olympic. Because, you know, the Ministry of Youth Sports and Culture held that wonderful family sports day where they had the obstacle course and they were offering swimming and all kinds of things.
Right.
And they wouldn't let me... I qualified,
right,
but they wouldn't let me participate on the Junior Swim, Slide, and Foolishness team. I lodged a complaint.
Well, unfortunately, they're still playing for Mexico, but hopefully by the end of the summer, they'll be back here playing for the Bahamas.
Because, I mean, then I can support them. Y'all with me.
You can support our cousins. We got our cousins in the studio today.
Hey, right. Good morning.
Say good morning to the audience, please. Paul and Tanya, Hannah.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, Bahamas. Tanya here.
They're joining us this morning to talk about a project they have coming up, a CD release and benefit concert taking place this Saturday, the 25th of May. And that song that opened up the show is called Wake Each Other Up by Paul Hanna. So also today, joining us from across the globe and the Bahamas are the women of the spot. So we're going to be talking to the women that founded and grounded the spot in its origin. Right, and they're going to be joining us later in the show. I'm waiting for Mr. Hanna to get his... You ready to go?
I'm fine.
All right. So let us start by giving the people the information they need to know about this concert.
All right. So let's start there. The concert is Saturday, May 28th, and it's at Greycliff Humidor. You have featured on this show. Wow, you got my sister, Pamela Woods. You have the Naomi and her team, Vice Versa. And you have Clint, and you have Adrian Diagla.
Hold on.
Riche.
Wait. I didn't see all of those names. On the list. First of all, so Pamela Woods is a part of the Hannah H.D. Tynes tribe.
That's my sister, yes.
I thought that was your sister in jazz,
no,
man.
No, that's my sister, my blood sister.
Good morning. Okay. Then the Vice Versa trio.
That's my family, too. That's my cousin, Naomi.
Look at
Keep it in the family.
Yeah.
Yes, okay, the Jazz Cats.
And that's my cousin, too, Diagla, Adrian.
So, okay, so Diagla, we's double cousins. I'm loving this.
That's Hannah H.D. Tynes thing run deep, though.
Yeah.
Very deep.
Don't tell them everything. Chris Justillian,
yeah.
Dylan Knowles.
Yes, Dylan. Dylan is one of our young students. Yeah.
7 years old.
7 years old. This is going to be really, like, wonderful.
Yes. This is going to be awesome. Osano Neely is performing and co-hosting.
Exactly.
And co-hosting with Erin Brown from Erin Brown Connects.
Right.
The new godmother of the seas.
Thank you.
Yes, and Paralympian, right?
Yes.
Paralympian.
Right.
That's awesome.
And then we have Riche.
Good morning.
A very, very, very good friend.
Good morning, Riche. Good morning.
Good morning.
And you're performing as well.
I am performing as well. And our son, Troika Hanna.
Yes. Uh-huh. And Troika. And Carrington McKenzie. Now, who's Carrington McKenzie?
Well, Carrington
was one of our students from way back.
Okay.
When he was around 9 years old.
Yes.
Yeah.
And he's grown up now. So he came back to support me.
Awesome.
On this,
Osano is also a former
student.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So
this
it's
is great.
A beautiful group.
So this is like a generational thing almost. Y'all are bringing everyone back.
Do you know we have 5 generations of musicians? Yes. Like
coming out of the music school.
Yeah. Not the school, out of the family. So you have none of the generations have missed. Each generation has produced musicians.
So listen, as a Hasty, my uncle Oscar, who would have been Oscar Green.
Okay.
He was a musician extraordinaire. I think he played guitar and bass, and then he played with people's hearts as well. He's one of them true Bahamian musicians and troubadours. I think he also sang. And then I pretend to be a musician. The UK government wouldn't confirm this, but I have officially been paid to sing backup vocals with my college band. Anything that Bob Marley song,
give it to you.
I perform it.
Okay.
Live. So this is awesome. Okay. Yeah. CD release and benefit concert. So the people who are performing, are they also going to be performing on the CD?
No, they're not on the CD.
My release.
This is her release.
Yeah, and it's entitled, what?
When You Fall Into the Sea.
It's the name of the song. When You Fall Into the Sea.
Man, look here. I love that.
I want to send a quick pitch right now. The Bahamas National Trust is hosting a Shore in the Exuma Keys this weekend. So if you have your boat ready, go over there, and there's going to be hors d'oeuvres and a lot of fancy stuff going on.
And that's
We don't want you to fall into the sea, but take a little snorkel while you're over there. But become a member of the Bahamas National Trust and join us. It's easy to become a member.
Okay.
And you can reach us on any social media. Look for Bahamas National Trust or visit bnt.bs. And everything is laid out there, and we're ready to welcome more Bahamians into our fold. And you amazing people who are going to be performing at this Paul Hanna benefit concert, definitely there's space for everyone. And we're looking forward to maybe the next concert will be at one of our parks.
It'll have to be
at the parks, because it'll be the release of the commemorative BNT album, right? Where you invite artists to come to a specific location or park ensconce, not just entrench and embed, but ensconce themselves in the park, in the culture of the island or the
parks. So we can go to all the parks.
And they
y'all have people
song.
All over the islands, right? But the Hannahs and Hasties, we need to get one park in Auckland's maybe.
We'll
do a benefit for Auckland's
park. Listen, and the Auckland's homecoming, I think regarding homecoming, is starting July 7th. So we got a little more time for details for you to book. Time. Like, if I can go, I'm going to have to start practice swimming now so that I can make sure I can swim down there and get there, because the boat could be full. The plane could be full.
Okay.
It could be a problem.
Just to remind everyone, the benefit concert is on the 28th, right?
May.
Yes. 28th of May. Yes. And how do they get, how do they contact you, get
tickets? Is at the Aria Music School. ariamusicclass.com/shop. You can go online and get your tickets, or you can just personally email me at tanyahanna@yahoo.com or call 242-802-8363. All right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Excellent.
What's up?
And what time does the concert start?
We start at 6 o'clock, and we're
on
starting
time.
On time.
On time.
We start
always.
On time.
Yeah, they came always. Here to the studio on time today. We had everything set up so that y'all could enjoy a little sample, a little taste
Paul,
of it.
Can
yeah.
we have a sample of when In you fact, fall into the sea?
Listen, actually, I would love that, but I'm going to tell you this right now. It is a benefit concert,
yes.
right? The tickets are $50,
yes.
and we are raising funds for Mr. Paul Hanna's
medical expenses.
Now, I have to say that before you play. Okay. If you see this guy, you're going to say, Aaron, you have these people on my station scamming, because this guy don't look like he need any. All you look like you need, I got to put you in a tub of aloes and Cerasi.
Aaron, yeah. I am amazed at Paul, because last week he was... in Walker, you know, the Walker. It's incredible, because it's the prayers.
And today he was climbing up them stairs.
It's everything, yeah. you know. And I'm sure everybody who's listening is going to be amazed too, because really every day has been a different day. It's like a hill and a valley.
Yeah.
And so all I look at is, okay, today we have a hill, beautiful. We got a mountain, wonderful. So really it's... every day is a day in progress, which is beautiful.
All right. So right before you go into the music, guys, you can support the benefit concert, $50 a ticket. If you are unable to make it, or if you want to continue to support this effort, you can make donations to Tanya Hanna through the CIBC First Caribbean Bank.
Right.
And I will give those details right now.
Okay.
Palmdale Branch, 09786, checking account 201-6727-10, right? You could also make donations in mango, sea grape, tamarind, but make them directly to Tanya and not to the bank.
Yeah.
Bank people are good people, but they don't have controls for that. I know that.
Yeah. No Bush Madison accepted. Are they accepting sand dollars?
Oh, look here. Listen. Okay, I come into you right now. Thank you for that reminder. That's a good question. Are they accepting sand dollars, right? Because for the purposes of fundraising, digital currency, not cryptocurrency, digital currency is a great way for people who do not live at home to support efforts at home.
Yes.
Right? People who live abroad. It's a great way to transfer money. However, dear MP Kwesi Thompson from East Grand Bahama, did you say pay portion of civil servants' salaries in sand dollars? I just need to check, because perhaps you haven't noticed, but the government has not been very good at handling their sand or their dollars. Imagine the madness when you put them together.
Oh.
Let's rethink and consider that, please. Or at the very least, when you could guarantee that the power will be on, like you're not going to be load sharing power and telecommunication services that I'm going to need to connect to my sand dollars. Also, please don't tell the people you're paying them their bonus in sand dollars. Cheapest, you just send them to the island. Just send them to the island one time where the sand is. Don't tell them you're paying their bonus in sand dollars. Okay, I just had to get that out. Good morning to all of the people in Grand Bahama, especially the people in East Grand Bahama. Hope you all having a great day. Let's get to the music. So this is an excerpt from...
When you fall into the sea.
Let's play one part. Portion of it.
Please play the part where you don't bubble. Okay. So don't panic. Don't bubble. You remember you was born in water. You come here in water and you're going to be okay.
Oh, I love that.
All right.
When you fall into the sea, it can feel like insanity, but it's only temporary. Move right along and you will see. One thought can change you completely. when you fall into the sea. You like that?
Why you stop playing? I love it.
This was going to be a benefit concert, and yeah, today.
Absolutely. No. I mean, I love it. We're celebrating 20 years of the spot, right? The country's, I think, first and longest running improv comedy troupe.
Wow.
And there's nothing that I like more than the playfulness of jazz music. And I think that is the space where you're going to get young people connecting to jazz, right? Yes. They won't understand how important it is for them to connect to jazz until they're connected. Mm-hmm. But that playful, fun, bouncing, dancing, yeah, falling into the sea, bubbling energy is it's just amazing. So you're going to have to continue that for us.
And when we talk about playing jazz, did you early on have pushback where people were saying this wasn't Bahamian music?
Oh, I've had that. I've had a lot of that.
Yeah, they had the same stuff with the spot when you're creating content. Any creative in the Bahamas is like, oh, that ain't Bahamian. If it isn't Junkanoo and Rake and Scrape, right, it doesn't count as Bahamian. But the themes that you have in your music, they're very much Bahamian.
All, our culture. Yeah. All what we do.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I listen to when I want to go and walk inside the forest, inside the Bahamas National Trust, Primeval Forest, or the Retreat Gardens on Village Road. And you listening to this, you can hear and feel that this man must have been catching crabs somewhere. He must have been, you know, bone fishing or something. He must know what this feels like.
Right.
Yep. And so how do you keep this connection to your Bahamian community?
Well, you know, first of all, it's all mired in, really, you know what I mean? Because growing up,
can't help it.
Yeah, listening to, you know, a variety of music. And mostly, I listened to a lot of jazz music. Mm-hmm. And I used to listen to, it was a band called the Ivy Leaguers. I'll never forget. Mm-hmm. Every Tuesday and Friday, my mother never had to worry about where I was. At 7 p.m., Tuesday and Friday, I was over in the Lodge Hall listening to this band. Mm-hmm. And that went on for a very long time. And of course, as I grew up in the music field, Peanuts Taylor Drumbeat Club used to bring in a lot of top jazz players from throughout the Caribbean. And I would go there. I mean, I remember many nights getting off from Trademan's Lounge on Paradise Island and racing to catch the last half an hour over at the Drumbeat Club. Man. Just to hear these guys play, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you're calling some names now. Now the Lodge, there's plenty of Lodge people out there now. So y'all please try to support this this event as much as you can. We want to get these community groups to come and support our local artists, as well as joining the Bahamas National Trust. If we could get all the Lodge members, you know, to join the Bahamas National Trust, we wouldn't have to worry about funding, right? You have these connections with the community.
You know, Ancilio, also, how we have been able to stay in the music, in the allowing it to be successful, is with the programs in the school. We educate our students about jazz music. Not only that, we have programs where we teach. So you're gonna get to hear some of our young students, you know, who are doing so well in the music. Yeah. And we have even some of our online students who are actually traveling here to perform on Saturday.
From
we
Miami.
Have a recital.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
We have a recital
Miami,
with all of these young students on Saturday, this at the Dundas on...
Okay, see, I knew...
This week.
Okay, is that the event with the pink flyer?
Yeah.
I knew there was another event.
Okay.
I thought maybe I was just delirious with excitement for jazz music.
So that's just the students who are going to be showcased.
Right.
Yeah, because
two weekends of Bahamian music.
Right, because part of teaching and training is also performance. So you can't learn an instrument
without performing.
Exactly.
Right.
So that element has to be there.
And listen, the connections between performing comedy and improv comedy, right, and music. You could be funny, but if you can't perform, like Aaron could tell a joke, you know, but if you can't deliver. And what I call cause a room of people to imagine collectively and be a part of the joke, then you ain't really that funny,
right.
And it's okay.
And we need icebreakers to the fair. So exactly what happens is when they come on stage, they're 7 years old, but this is going to continue because Dylan has now been at, what? played at Grey Cliff. Then, and he's seven. He played at Latitudes. And I was like, oh, wow, the fever has caught on. He's like, every Sunday he's going.
Wow. Yeah. And it's sort of the same thing with comedy, right? Once you start performing, you can't stop performing. So when it is spot time, right? Like, so about just before the pandemic began, I walked into Top of the Hill Super Value and I saw an improv cast member checking out. Like, he was cashing up the things. And I look at him, I screw up my face, and I say, but you in here and you spending money and you ain't buy these baby pampers yet. And I realized, like, I had to catch myself. He thought I caught him on the fly. I catch myself on the fly and just bust out into improv. Wow. Once you start performing, you can't stop. So, you know, our young student he's hungry for spaces to perform in. Mm-hmm. And that's important for business people to know, for restaurants to know, for, you know, museums and art stores, and to know that, look, there are young people and older people who are out here hungry for a space to perform. That don't mean they're working for exposure, per se, right? You got to be balanced and fair. But provide the space and the music and the arts will come.
Right.
Also let's pay these young people too. Yeah, like you said, create an industry. Right. An industry. Not just opening up spaces for them to be, but make sure that they get paid ultimately. Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. And make sure that they get into the career opportunity that they want.
Direct them.
Yes.
Yeah. Don't let them just float on the music. Yes. Direct them to where the opportunities lie. And so here's what I would like to do. I'd like to ask you to play some more for us as we go to the break. I want you to play the rest of that song, but it's up to you. So you give the people something new if you get something new. And I'm going to go to the Zoom room and check out what's happening in there during the break.
Yes.
And when we come back from the break, we're going to have Leah Enias, Kyra Frazier, I hoping for Selena Archer. Candy Rigby is currently being held down by a classroom full of students that are just hungry for knowledge and refuse to let her go. Okay. I was looking for Moya Thompson, but I'm sure Moya Thompson is deep under maturity and responsibility in the Ministry of Education somewhere teaching some children. I couldn't pull her loose. I'm hoping that Sakani Nash may be in the Zoom room waiting. Oh, wow. And we're going to talk about the women that founded and grounded Thought Catcher Presents Spot 242.
Yes.
So,
and as we go into that, we're talking about education and connecting people. The Bahamas National Trust Summer Science Internship Program is open now. So if you have someone who's engaged or interested in learning about the biodiversity of the Bahamas, buy them this book, The Natural History of the Bahamas, that's available at the BNT. And get them to sign up for the Summer Science Internship.
Absolutely. And then I can tell you all the intersections between science and math and comedy. Now, producer, you going to... Producer. He's playing it. So what you hear in your ears as we go to the break is What a Wonderful World by Paul Hanna. Yeah. Stay tuned to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. You're on the clock.
To think of the bank as my personal ATM machine. If I wanted a new car, new furniture, a weekend trip to Miami, no problem, just max out the credit card or top up my loan. I was a big baller until I realized that 75% of my salary was going to pay back all those loans. Fidelity's personal financial coaching was the best solution. Fidelity gave me a plan with a debt consolidation loan that has a built-in savings that pays 5% interest. I now only have one low monthly payment, plus money in my pocket. Give Fidelity Bank a call at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit any of Fidelity's locations or visit a website at fidelitygroup.com.
Fidelity, we're good for you. Play this record as frequently as possible.
Friday, May 20th, it's time to feel good.
It's Star Wars 6 and Four Walls.
Feel Good Friday.
Classic.
The Star 106 Anniversary Edition.
Happening at the Four Walls Squash and Social Club Village Road.
It's the after work.
I got so
early vibes.
Vintage.
Block party.
Exclusively for the grown and sexy.
With the best in throwback classics.
Happening at the new outdoor terrace bar at Four Walls.
Limited tickets on sale now at the Nassau Guardian and Four Walls for $20 in advance.
Come out early to enjoy the open room bar from 5 to 6 p.m.
This is a strictly cashless party.
So bring your old school dancing moves with your new school payment options.
Feel Good Fridays, Friday, May 20th.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are at Guardian Radio 96.9. We're listening to the Sultry Tones of Paul and Tanya
leaning on
Aaron
a mango
Green.
Tree.
We are on the clock. I am Dr. Anthony Davis, Senior Scientist and Policy Analyst at the Bahamas National Trust.
In this love together.
Listen,
oh, he's jamming.
Just a little fun in the studio. We're in this love together. Yes, now, last man. Night, yep, I found you guys singing what was perhaps one of my jazz songs.
What's that?
Love for Sale? Was it Love for Sale? No. Cassandra Wilson sings it. So on the Benefit concert, I think 2016 in New York, you guys did a concert,
yeah.
A small, intimate concert.
Wow.
I think you did Love for Sale and another song that Cassandra Wilson does on her Harvest Moon album.
Like a lover.
Like a Lover. The Morning Breeze.
Everybody loves that.
Yes, and what a wonderful song. Most about your performance was the playfulness of it. The version that I know is a very sultry, sensual love song.
Yeah.
Not for young people, not for churins at all. They don't need to. See, and this is a part of it. They don't need to know about that type of love at that age. You know, so I love the playful version. But
now, is the Benefit concert a grown folks party or
no,
everybody?
Can't.
It's everybody.
So y'all buy that ticket for your child too, so they could learn, so they could see
children,
what's going on.
Yes, we have some young students. I mean, they're 7 and 8 year olds.
Yeah,
we're going to be performing. Yeah,
absolutely.
Oh, yeah, you've been trying
and
to convince your child
them
to take this class
because of the level of their playing.
Yeah.
Right, and
get them inspired.
And if you think about, if you're sitting here saying, "Oh, the cost of that ticket," listen, the value in live jazz. In live versus the recorded. The recorded, you get your version that you like and you could listen to it over and over again until you can't stand to hear any other version. But that live experience is beyond compare.
And Aaron, we have requests. People have already said, "Oh, but this is a song here."
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
So.
All right.
Do you have to pay extra for the special request?
Yes, let's dollar. Dollar, no VAT charge.
Yeah.
Listen, I got to bring in the other participants of our conversation right now. Good morning, Leah and Kyra.
Morning.
Good morning.
Wait.
Good morning.
Wait, is this internationally acclaimed, award-winning actress?
Leah Enias.
That's her. Why, yes, it is. Why, yes, it is.
Yes, one best, is it best supporting actress or best actress for
TV series?
For Gumbe Kids.
Right.
Yes.
Yes.
Hey, that's Leah, the girl who went with us to Nashville.
Is that the Leah?
Yeah, that's me.
Okay.
Yes.
Singer,
acclaimed
songwriter,
actress. And,
actress.
And hold on. And Kyra Frazier, who is an internationally renowned improv comedian.
Oh,
no. Yes. Miss, it's too late now to pretend like you ain't funny.
Remember, I know y'all from the beginning of the spot. So I have plenty archives that I could pull up. I know y'all was in Pampas. Leah and Jason was in Pampas, and Mark Daniels was carrying them across the stage. You remember that?
Yes. So joining me today are some more.
I can pull the files today.
Uh-oh.
Joining me today are some more foundational members of the spot, Leah Enos and Kyra Frazier. Candy Rigby is going to try and escape some Turin to join us, and Selena Archer hopefully is on her way to the Zoom room. Last week, Anku Sara and Koji Wright joined us along with Sakani Nash to tell us the origins of the popular improv comedy show Thoughtcatcher Enterprises presents The Spot. What we learned is that the project essentially started as a musical show with interludes that quickly became comedic skits led by Leah and Kyra. And eventually, the show became an evening of comedic skits with musical interludes. From nightclub stage to theater stage to television, from grown folks comedy to family laughs, the improv comedy show has provided entertainment, culture, and social commentary to the Bahamian people for 20 plus years. And if I may,
20 plus years.
If I may add, the show features the country's most qualified sign language interpreter and news interpreter. I am qualified in American Sign Language, Bahamian Sign Language, Pidgin, English, and pot cake. Curly tail lizard and politician.
Man, that you cover everyone except for a junglist.
Right? No. But problem is that Kyra and Leah left the spot before I could join and learn from them what it is they has taught the rest of the Bahamas.
Are you calling her junglist?
No, that's
say,
what you call
it. Say it for us, Leah. Say it.
Yeah, I will pull those cards.
All right, so for those of you that don't know, Dr. Ancelino Davis used to host The Verse Place and was on the scene, if not a part of the beginning spot himself.
Yeah, this was back in the basement at a Nassau Beach Hotel. And we used to host The Verse Place. That's where I met the whole Thoughtcatcher crew. It used to be Jason, Koji, Anku, AD, Alan Poetic Jones, rest in peace.
Yes.
Marcus Aurelius Higgs introduced me to the spot, and then I started hosting. Then I went off into the bush, and when I came back, I actually performed with the spot crew twice. But I was always like back and forth. I was this like random character who would pop up, and they did the Garland wife show. And I was the Obeah man in that. But this is way back. 20 years. Can y'all believe it's been 20 years?
That's good.
I decline that. But it can't be that long.
It is.
I rebuke in the name of Jesus.
We are grown. No, you are in history.
Yeah,
now.
That sounds like Paul and Tanya, 40 years.
Yeah.
So listen, entertainment.
Since we're getting there.
I'll be 40 this year.
Since we got into that space right there, ladies, I wanted to wear a shirt today, right? It is a shirt that I wear. Yeah. It is political satire. It is an introduction to a conversation about gender and women's rights and sex work and labor rights and the role of women in society. But it's a very irreverent and rude shirt, right? I couldn't even wear. I said to myself, man, Aaron, you're not too old to be funny, but you're too old to wear the shirt. You cannot be wearing the shirt on the people's job. And so I wanted to ask you ladies, 20 years after the initiation of the spot, right? Can you be an older woman and be like, can you mature and be sensible and still engage in this hilarious, but you know, at the same time, ridiculous tomfoolery on stage?
Absolutely, because I get paid for it.
Well, there you go.
That's what I'm talking about.
I feel you, right? But I just couldn't put on that I couldn't put on that t-shirt to come in here today, even though it's sophisticated and savvy political satire.
The thing is, sometimes it goes over people's heads. And right now, I'd like to remind everyone that on the 28th, before you go to the performance with Paul and Tanya, we have My Period, My Pride. And I will be speaking at My Period, My Pride with the Dignified Girls Project about how boys and men can support women in the power of their uteri Is that a plural for uteri?
I could be honest with you. There's nothing scarier than being in a room full of uteri. Tell you that.
Well, yeah, the power of women educating. Yeah.
So what have you been up to since both of you, since you've left the spot, and how has the spot infused you? Like, how has it grown your professional career?
Okay, well, first of all, when I started the spot, the reason why we even started doing skits is because, one, Kyra and I have been doing improv and foolishness from grade 7. And I went to college and I majored in dramatics and speech. And so I came back and I was like, we should do skits. And I had a better knowledge of how to put things together as far as being on stage. Mm-hmm. And then, now after I left this spot, I mean, I have been in a few plays. I've traveled Trinidad, Guyana with Nicolette Bethel and Paul, Philip. Good Lord, that's body. Philip Bethel in plays. And also I've been in TV shows like Where in the World is Wally. And now our internationally award-winning show, Gumbe Kids, that is ongoing. And a few movies. I got some DVDs. I promise it's not adult entertainment. It is for families. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And jazz and stuff like that. And crocheting.
Absolutely. And, all creative pursuits.
And making a lot of digital content as well.
Yeah, it's because I don't have a car. I can't go anywhere. I got to let people know that I exist. So I was like, oh yeah, I can use this phone and let people know I'm alive.
Don't let the government know. They ain't gonna never put a bus on that route if they know that.
Boy, listen, I telling you, boy. Anyway.
Now, Kyra. Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
I hear you sort of self-deprecating there, but I need you to know that when I joined the spot, the standard, the mark of not success, but just to be able to participate is, first of all, have you ever seen Leah and Kyra on stage? That's the first question. Second question.
You could only see half the show because your eyes would be closed. You'd be laughing so hard, holding your belly and thing.
Yes, and this is a constant complaint from patrons that, look here, you have to charge half the money because I spend half the time in the bathroom trying to relieve myself.
But listen, I can tell you. Healing. I can tell you right now, Leah, I honestly think that I've been Leah's gas this whole time. At the forefront with the physical comedy, especially, because even with Brikisha and Shaquelle, I was always the back seat, but I would give her, you know, the little match, and she would just explode
exactly.
The whole
story. That's exactly what I was gonna say.
Mm-hmm. So I was always there, because as she said, we've been together from grade 7, just talking fool, doing fool, playing the piano, making songs.
Yes.
On stage in St. John's doing all type foolishness that they allowed us. I don't know why.
Why did they let us do that?
And I don't
free,
know.
Free, because he was free. That's why.
But you know something?
No, I'm glad.
That is a lot of practice that went into these spot shows, and a lot of people don't understand that. They think improv is just
off the cuff.
Or y'all just doing that right in front of the people. But there's like some behind the scenes, y'all, and y'all weed through stuff, and y'all are like, you know, this funny, but the Bahamas ain't ready, or this is in the newspaper, or let's poke fun at this and stuff. And it was a lot of real highbrow stuff as well that y'all were mixing in there.
Mm-hmm. Okay, wait, let me stop you right there real quick. most of it was not rehearsed, I promise you, especially between me and Kyra. Me and Kyra had a really insane ability to literally pull things out of our behinds, for real, like for real. Girl, the first one that we did, I said, Kyra, there's a break or something in between band sets. Let's just go there and make up some foolish shit.
I remember because I was supposed to do a poem that night. And I didn't have anything written or prepared to present.
And I was said, like, let's just go do something. Yeah. You're going to be doing my nails or my hair or something. And everybody talking foolishness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, the spot started with that real raw improv comedy.
We didn't have costumes. We didn't have a plan. We didn't have a script. We didn't have anything to say.
I got you.
Yeah. That's it.
And we have, y'all didn't have this like, it's almost like a cult following. Like, people are like, when the spot can start again?
Well, and I think, I think when the spot evolved into character-based sketch comedy, right? And it's sort of like the difference between Junkanoo and Rake and Scrape. Junkanoo don't have any lyrics. Rake and Scrape got lyrics. People could always remember Rake and Scrape songs. With the characters, now there's a character. Like, we want to come and see Leah and Kyra. And that's what you hear, Leah and Kyra. But also, they want to see the white jockey man. They want to see the skeetiest security guard in the world, right? And the skeetiest mosquito. Yes, have you ever seen a mosquito that could body slam a car? Right? And so, there is, you know, so with that sketch, character-based sketch comedy, when we talk about preparation, we don't talk about rehearsing skits. We talk about delving into your character. Mm-hmm. So what you do to rehearse is that you become that character and you go throughout your day as that character, right? So when I bucked my castmate in the food store, right, character that had to have a baby and have a man and have a problem, you know? And I wanted to delve more into those types of characters, so I just put that character on and ran with it. And so people look at me, and if they don't know I'm in a comedy show, they're like, this is wild, what is happening? Is that Erin Green? People who know I'm in a comedy show, they suck their teeth and they laugh and they say, boy, I hope that boy have that pump of money.
Yeah. And it's funny how you say, like, people bring in their real life, because when they talking about those mosquitoes and stuff like that, that was real life. That's Bahamian life that they were bringing into these kids. How them Adelaide mosquito treating you?
Oh, well. Right.
No, but that's the power of it. That's why improv and comedy in general is so relatable, because people can relate to it every single day. Especially, I got to bring it back to Brakeisha and Shaquelle, because that was literally the only skit that happened at the very beginning until Leah and I started to create more characters. Brakeisha and Shaquelle really were just real Bahamian women who were out there every single day.
Everybody knew.
And so, I mean, I think the first piece of accessories that we ever had was just the powder. And it was just powder.
Good. Ladies, you made him bust in studio.
I should not have tried to drink while listening to Leah and Kyra. I know better than that.
You made him bust in the studio. I'd like to just point that out.
No, but it's a relatable thing, because everybody is baby mother sick. I see them school y'all going down the road with all that powder on their neck, and I don't know why. Mm-hmm. And it's true, you know.
Right. So, and then we used to take actual stuff that would happen to us, like during our summer jobs or whatever, and apply it, because like we would work with junglers and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And like I got the okay from this one girl who I used to work with, and just saying some of the most the most ridiculous things that would happen to me during my summer job. But like applying to work at Fast Ferries. And I used to work at a potty place. And then we would combine those two things and just apply it to Brakeisha and Shaquelle. Because the nonsense that Bahamians has come up with, boy, let me tell you. We're stealing from people that we come across. I'm not gonna lie to you. We did not create anything. We just repeated what they said.
Well, and that's it. It's we say mimicry is the best, is the greatest form of flattery.
Yes.
Yeah. And also, this is the first time you had ever seen a Saturday Night Live type of thing where Bahamians can see themselves.
Wow. Right. Yes.
Nobody has ever really, because, like, I mean, no offense to the other play people, but like, we don't dance around in androgyne and head wraps and stuff. We don't do that. I mean, I do, but not everyone does that.
Except for the Baintown Symphonics Choir, which
we're performing, darling. We have to be professional, okay?
Yes. I got to send a shout out to, and let's list off if you can, the cast of women who have performed. Because when you say Androsia.
Moya Thompson.
Go on.
Moya Thompson, Cassandra, and Sania.
Tracy was there.
Kara was there. So many.
I can't even keep my head straight.
Look here, Archeria was there. Selena Archer was there. Crab, oh, yeah. Christine Wilson. Mm-hmm. Renee Cesar was there. Val was there. Candy Rigby, who didn't join us this morning because she's still fighting them, Shuren. And her sister, not Karen, not Rigby, was there. And then I get
Carrie LaFleur.
Yes,
and Carrie LaFleur was there for like a hot second.
Willene wow. Adams.
Willene! That's who I was trying to remember. I was like trying to tell Kyra. I was saying just the girl there. Yeah.
Yeah, Celeste, our dear friend Celeste is there. And then listen, I know that y'all ladies, I begging y'all right now, don't punch me when I come to kidnap you for the 20th anniversary performance. I don't know where it's going to be. Where it could be for the 50th anniversary of the Bahamas wow. celebration, right? But we got one young lady. I don't know if y'all know Valine Roll, right? So Valine Roll joined the sport after I joined it. And even though I was the lead female for a couple of years, I think Valine was one of the funniest women to ever cross the sport. So Valine added a new song to the Baintown Symphonics playlist, and it is called Mango and Conch Don't Grow on the Same Tree.
No, I don't think
I love
so.
It.
You know, Mango and Conch don't grow on the same tree. Same tree. Mango and Conch don't grow on the same tree.
You need to
tree.
Make a music video of that inside the
Conch don't even grow on I tree. That's why you could never be like me. That's Valine Roll.
I love it. And I think that we should definitely do a video for Public Second Podcast, obviously.
Yeah, yes, we do. We absolutely have to.
What's
and I think Valine is the person who tell the people sell your TV and buy a fan. I sure it's Valine who tell the people that for the first time.
Right.
Yeah, and it's all inspired by y'all ladies, the Foundation 242.
And we could have jazz versions of those songs.
But maybe, this is
maybe,
it.
Yeah, let's.
Yeah, I could imagine.
I want to go to a jazz benefit concert in Justice Gardens where it is a jazz rake and scrape fusion. Oh. And y'all better be there and y'all better make it happen.
Oh, that'd be epic.
That's isn't it kind of like in Greece? Anyway, we'll figure that out.
Y'all can bring me on.
I am always ready. Carol, please do that.
All right.
Great. I need a ride from Adelaide, please.
I got you. You need a visa. You need your own member of parliament. Way out there. I don't know what we could do for you, Leah. Okay.
Yeah, man.
We're going to say a shout out to Anime all the way in Jamaica watching us.
Absolutely. So listen, we got some shout outs coming in from across the country, across the region.
Across the world.
Read them out. Read them out.
Okay. Anime says hi. Say, do you know I can see you?
I'm sorry.
Wave to Anime.
I'm sorry, Anime. Good morning. So, Kyra, where are you and what are you doing?
Currently,
yes.
I am in.
Woo!
Hold on. Greece?
What? Yeah, Greece.
Yeah, that's where she lives.
Everything. I work for the Bahamas Maritime Authority for the past 13 years. Yes.
What?
That's beautiful. Yeah.
Well, we're having a sail away style special event inside the Exuma Keys Land and Sea
Look
Park.
Yeah, y'all think man, women know about work? You could sell, buddy.
Come on down. Send your maritime friends over to the Exuma Keys Land and Sea Park this weekend, Kyra.
Okay, so Kyra.
All right, solid.
Kyra, are you? I heard that you were teaching comedy.
What?
Or well, you just teaching people how to be funny?
Like being myself. You know, I always said this is one of my strengths. I am such a bungie.
Yes.
Bahamian language. I think I could say that on radio. I hope y'all don't cut me off.
We can find out but by 2 p.m. today.
I make people more comfortable with their own.
But exactly. I love that you use the St. John's pronunciation too.
Kyra creates the content and she creates the structure and execute it. Like that's what it's always been for me.
Yes.
That's how it's always been for me with her, even since grade 7. She used to create some of the lyrics. And I mean, we used to co-create lyrics, but like she would play the piano and I would sing it and get up there and start carrying on crazy. And
I've always
it's like,
been,
She's definitely Yeah.
Sorry. We are almost out of time, right?
Because of what I say?
No. No.
They was actually trying to give us some more time to keep y'all on.
Yeah, no. So there were so many questions I had to ask, like why improv comedy? Why improv comedy is because of the power of improv and collective imagining. I think.
Well, yeah, and also it takes too much time to be sitting there writing stuff or memorizing lines for what?
Yeah, I with you on that one. I have a hard
and
time.
Some of the best things that come out of my mouth was off the cuff.
And my best ideas too.
And also that connection that you made for Bahamian people where we can see ourselves
it wasn't
watching someone do an old Shakespeare play.
All right,
so, and we didn't do it for tourists. We wasn't shucking and jiving for tourists. We were shucking and jiving for each other.
Right. So what was more important to you and to the space itself and the audience? Was it the comedy and entertainment or was it the social commentary and culture?
I want to say we just needed an outlet to do foolishness. And the only thing we know how to do is be ourselves and reflect what we see every day because that's the easiest thing.
Don't act like that don't mean anything because that's a rite of passage for young people.
I wouldn't say that that was what the intention was.
Yeah.
Thinking about that in hindsight now. Yes, I can see that.
Paul, start playing some music for us. Ladies, I gotta go. I'm all out of time. I gotta let Paul take us out. We're gonna do this again. I'm gonna send you all the Zoom links. I think we're gonna have some men on, but y'all gonna have the Zoom links so y'all could butt in. Because that's what women do best. I have to say this to you ladies and all of the women of the spot and the men of the spot who brought me into the fold. The spot saved my life.
Yes, ma'am.
It didn't just make me a better advocate and a better public speaker. The spot saved my life. I want to say thank you to Crab, Christine Wilson, for bringing me into the spot and insisting that I stick it out. Even though Moya cut her eye on me and my first skit on the stage and I almost cried. And Leah had to come on even though she was never performing no more. But I stuck it out and I'm alive today. Thank you for joining us, ladies.
All right, we want to remind you, it's Saturday 28th. At the Grey Cliff, 6 o'clock. See you there. Tickets are $50, and you can give me a call, TanyaHannah@yahoo.com or 802-8363. And don't forget tomorrow, on Saturday the 21st, at the Dundas, 12 o'clock noon. Come and see the kids.
Absolutely. And
our students.
You can WhatsApp 428-0719 for the concert if you missed the most of this show. Also, you could email me or WhatsApp me with all your jokes and foolishness. Get it out. Get it off your chest. Laughter is the best medicine, along with some sweet jazz music.
All healing.
Paul Hannah, take us out, please. Oh, the music done start.
Thank you so much. When will you find what's on the tip of your mind? Why are you blind to all you ever were, never were, really are, really are?
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.